So here's another cool thing, right? So I had to work in Palm Desert last week, and I knew I was preaching today, and I'm like, Joe, dude, I can't do two messages. I'm just going to do the message I'm going to do up on the mountain. I'm going to give to the church on Sunday.
I believe it's a good word from God anyway, so I'm just going to do it.
Well, last night, I found out that we celebrate Pentecost today. Which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Guess what my message is on? Really? So get ready. Get ready. Be expecting a word from God today. Please, let every ear hear. So I'd like to start out talking today about the value of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. But before I do that, I would like to make one thing clear. When you ask Jesus Christ into your heart, to be your Lord and Savior, you receive a deposit of your inheritance, the Holy Spirit. You are sealed with a promise that no devil in hell, no man on earth can change. Hallelujah. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is another installment. It is a substantial experience of the Holy Spirit imparting power into us. This causes us to operate at levels we can't operate on our own. Ephesians 1, 13 through 14 says this, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation," and this is the amplified version, okay? "And as a result, believed in him," Jesus, "were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ as owned and protected by God. The Spirit, the guarantee, the first installment, the pledge, the foretaste, a foretaste of our inheritance." You know what inheritance is? That's a lot. Amen? "Until the redemption of God's own purchased," that's us, "possession," his believers, "to the praise of his glory." See, when we believe, we receive. We are immediately stamped and sealed. Positionally, we are set for eternity. But that's only the first installment. And too many of us Christians are living in poverty spiritually because we're cool with that. Because it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome that a selfish, self-centered, womanizing, hurtful, mean, you know, scared, you know, fearful idiot, Lord Jesus help us, he would choose me to be his and give me his Spirit. That itself is way cool. But there's so much more. And I want to tell you about it today because I don't want you to live in poverty spiritually in your life. I want you to be powerful in your life. I want you to be powerful in your marriages. I want you to be powerful in all your relationships. I want you to be powerful at work, powerful at home. I want you to be powerful in your walk when you're alone and the devil starts lying to you about stuff. I want you to be able to preach yourself into a good mood. John 16, 13 through 15 says this, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me," this is Jesus, "because it is from me he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he makes known to you." You see, when God's speaking to us, it's Jesus. That's direct orders from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you, to me. The one who knows the past, the present, and the future. That's pretty dang cool. We desperately need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Our walk with Jesus hinges on how much of our lives is dedicated to spending time with him. Mark 14, 38 says this, watch and pray so you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. The flesh is so weak. The struggle is real. The battle between flesh and spirit will always come down to who you feed most. I like to use the example of a dog fight. Which dog's going to win? The one you feed the most. If you starve one and feed one, that's how it goes. Whichever one you're feeding the most is the one that's going to win the fight. Jesus would remove himself from the chaos and shut out all the noise and spend time in silence with God. We need to imitate this. You want to hear from God? Shut out the world. Get off of Facebook. Shut off the TV. Don't go on Instagram. I'm not telling you that stuff is like, it's whatever. We live in this world. I get it. But if you want to hear from God, shut out the world. It's a distraction. Facebook is a distraction. I'm preaching because I know. Like. Right? Like. I'm talking about having a healthy balance. Because your time spent with the Lord is very, very important. Very, very important. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. That is a reverence. That is a moment of silence and humbleness. God, I need to hear from you right now. Speak to me. Did you know that many Christians, I bet even some in this room, have never heard from God. They've never heard God's voice. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't even make you a bad Christian. It just means you're missing out on an incredible relationship. An incredible relationship with a living God that wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to us. He's speaking to us all the time, in fact. It's just about us hearing his voice, recognizing that voice. Oh, that's Dad's voice. Ooh, I better be obedient. Yes, sir. But we have to get to know that voice, because how many know that we hear all kinds of voices all day long? It's the ones we choose to listen to and obey. Acts 1:3-5, Jesus tells his disciples the more part. After his suffering, after his crucifixion, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Jesus told them to wait for the gift. See, he had already breathed his Holy Spirit into his disciples. This was, he was talking about the next installment. There was more to come for the disciples because they were lacking power behind the ministry that Jesus was about to set him on. 1 Corinthians 2:9-11 says this, "However it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except for their own spirit within them? And in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So let's look at this. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind could even think or wrap its head around the things of God. You see, we've got five ways that we gather information here on earth in the natural. Sight, touch, hearing, taste, and smell. That's how our five senses. Our five senses, that's how we gather information and we know what it is. You know, that's a box of Kleenex. I can see it. I can touch it. That's a box of Kleenex. But our five senses do not understand the things of God. It doesn't make sense. The Spirit of God in us, the Holy Spirit, is what understands the things of God. That's why the Bible says to be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit so you can live in the Spirit. So you can hear Him when you're going through the valley. So you can hear Him when you're singing from the mountaintop. So you can hear Him when it's time to pray for somebody and lead them to Jesus or heal them at 7-Eleven. Because He's got a job for you. And don't be scared. Here's the thing. If you're nervous about that, whoa, man, leading somebody to Jesus, that's a huge thing. Whoa, I'm not equipped. I can't do it. I'm afraid. I get it. Been there. Been there. But guess what? It's not you doing it. The only thing you have to do is step out in faith. Okay?
I'm going to do it.
Can I pray for you and watch what happens? You open your mouth and the Holy Spirit takes over. You will pray a perfect prayer for them. Trust and believe. Just step out in faith. So it's okay that your flesh, your natural man, is freaked out by that. So is mine. I just don't listen to him anymore. That man's dead. Chris Jones is dead. I want to live for Jesus. Amen. And I know you do too. And this is a process. And everything that I'm saying to you is to encourage you, not condemn you, not make you feel bad. This is for everybody. And I just want you to receive it and be encouraged by that. Because none of us are going to perfect it. Not me, not you, but we strive. That's our heart. We strive. I want to be so full of the Spirit, God. That Chris Jones don't get in the way anymore. That I could really lay hands on the sick and they would be healed, Jesus. That I could prophesy to somebody and speak a word of hope into them that would change their life forever, Lord. I want to be that guy. Because this world, this life is not just about grinding it out Monday through Friday and the first comes and the rent's due, baby. The first comes and the rent's due. That's reality, and we're responsible for that, but that ain't life. Living is building lives, man. Drawing people into the... watching somebody get a breakthrough, especially like if you had a little part in that, is the most awesome thing you'll ever do. You'll go, I know my purpose. I know why I'm here. It's not just to do hardwood floors or whatever you do for a living. It is to draw people to the kingdom. It is to glorify my God. And it is to watch Him set people free. That is living, baby. It is fun and exciting. There's ups and downs. It's like an action film. I mean, there's drama, crying, laughter, screaming. Hey, the things of the Spirit are freaky. Our natural mind can't even wrap our heads around it. That's why, you know,
praying in tongues is weird. People getting manifesting demonic spirits at the altar and getting delivered is freaky. It is, but it's real. And I've seen it firsthand. I've been a part of it. And it's radical watching somebody that just was bound by Satan and his demons get free and on fire for Jesus. That's what it's all about, right, brother? Yes! It said these are the things God has revealed by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things and the deep things. Do you want something from God today? I do. I want all the things. Give me all the things, Lord. Give me all the things. Paul tells the Corinthian church and us what the gifts we are to expect when being filled with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:1 we'll start with. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. Paul don't want you uninformed, and I don't want you uninformed. I want you informed of your gifts. Not for just a select few, not for just the preachers that get up on the stage. It's for everybody. It's for you and you and you and you and you, everybody. Now to each, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. That is straight up across the board. Every one of us automatically, we receive the manifestation of the Holy Spirit for the common good, the right time, the right place, for the right moment. When you decide to step out in faith and say, I'm going to talk about Jesus right now, that's when the Holy Spirit takes over, manifests himself, and you'll walk away going, whoa, I can't believe that happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can't believe I said that. Where did that come from? It's powerful. I said you will operate on a higher level. You just open yourself up to the Lord. You know he knows so much more than we do. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. Wisdom? A message of wisdom? That's the bomb. To another, the message of knowledge. Killer. By means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. Miraculous powers. This isn't a fairy tale, you guys. He says we can have miraculous, miracle-working power. To another, prophecy. Very valuable gift. To another, distinguishing between spirits. Very valuable. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. Very powerful. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one of us just as he determines. He knows. Each one of us will have different gifts. We may have one or two or three of these. But it's about a gift. I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's your birthday and I wrap a nice gift and I give it to you. If you don't open it and look at it and use it, it's just a box of paper on it, right? I give you a gift. God gives us a gift. We have to open it, guys. It's up to us. It's not going to, he's not going to wave a magic wand and we just all of a sudden start prophesying. We have to make it conscious. You know what? I am going to die to my ego. I'm going to die to my fear. I'm going to step out in faith. I feel like God wants me to tell this person this. I'm going to do it. What's the worst that can happen? I look like an idiot. So what? So what? Because more times than not, that person busts out in tears. I can't believe you know that. What? I don't. God told me to tell you this. It changes them forever. Their faith goes through the roof. Because God spoke to them through a flawed human being. Like them. Just another person walking down on this earth doing the best they can with what they have. But they're chasing after Jesus. Their passion is to be that overfull cup of the Spirit. Again, we won't perfect it. So don't put that kind of lie or high bar in your life. You're going to blow it. We all are. We're living in this sin-covered shell. We live in it. So we're sinners. But that don't mean we can't operate. We can't strive to live in the Spirit. He pours it out. Where you're hungry for Him, I promise you, He will feed you. You want it? You got it. How bad do you want it? Do you want it like you went after the dope? Do you want it like you went after Susie Cream Cheese or Billy Badass? Do you want it? Do you want it that bad? Remember all the crazy stuff you did to get him or to get her? You did crazy stuff. So did I. I did some stupid stuff for lust, whatever. Go after it. Go after God. Go after Him. I want it. Give it to me. You said I could have it. I want it, Lord. Show me. Show me my purpose. Speak to me. I will make a commitment to you to do my part and shut out the world and spend time in your word. Spend time talking to you so I can know your voice when I hear it. It's a relationship. Living life in the Spirit keeps you free from the fear of people, places, and things. You're no longer afraid. Fear has no place in love. There is no, well, you know, it's like I'm not even afraid to die. Because to die is gain. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Take me home, God. Mondays are coming. Why, though? Every single one of these gifts that I've mentioned to you is used through the power of love. The most powerful force in the universe is love. You can't fight it. You can't beat it. Love is the most powerful, powerful weapon that we've got. Again, these gifts don't make sense to our intellect. If you're waiting to intellectually wrap your head around the gifts of the Spirit, good luck. You'll get frustrated and you will just go, forget it. Forget it. Don't wait for that. Your natural man, your natural, he or she don't get it. I'm going to share with you a true story. If any of you guys know my testimony, I'll do it really quick. I was a knucklehead really bad. Prisoner, you know, prison, jail, junkie. All right. Get it? Cool. I got saved. I got sober, then I got saved. I began to preach. God really worked on me. He did a work in me. Filled me with His Holy Spirit. And I began to preach the word. And I ran into some trouble. My wife and I were going to a church. And we got hurt. And we left. And I was in this place of, gosh, you know, because my marriage, in and of itself, see, my ministry, I was serving God. Hey, fix my marriage, Lord. Look what I'm doing for you. I'm preaching, and people are getting saved, and, you know, I'm playing rock and roll with Call to Glory, and it's worship, and people are getting delivered all over America, and look, can you fix my marriage? I wasn't paying attention to that. Okay? And so I wanted to connect with my wife, so I'm like, well, maybe I should start partying again. My wife's a normie. She can drink. It's not a sin for her. It's a sin for me because I have a disease called alcoholism. And it makes me go crazy. I don't play well with others. So I'm like, well, I'll just, you know, I'm a new creation in Christ. I've been reborn, so I could probably have a glass of wine. You know what I mean? I'm set free. I have all this, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I can have a glass of wine. Well, it took about two or three years, but I ended up, you know, here I am on meth, Oxycontin, and Fireball whiskey. Okay? So my wife and I got into a horrible fight one night, and I am absolutely not proud of this, but you know, it was physical and everything. So I believe, and it was a hard time of my life. I sobered up right after that, though. I went, oh my God, what have I become? Okay, and I got sober again. And this was shortly after that, and I had just found his place, and Joe, and I had a job out in like Fallbrook or whatever. And Jay Petros was with me, little Jay Petros. He goes here, and so the job was out there, and we were going to stay at his friend's house because you know he said we could stay there, and I didn't want to buy a hotel. So we pull up to his friend's house, and everybody's asleep in the house. So Jay and I go in, and again, you know, my family's a wreck right now. It's just being, I'm just getting sober, and all this stuff had happened. My life is a wreck. So we get to this house, and everybody's asleep, and Jay lays down on the couch. I lay down on the couch, and I fall asleep, and I have this dream. I'm in Target, and I'm dressed like a cowboy. I don't know what that means. I'm sure it means something, but yeah. I'm dressed as a cowboy, and I see, I'm walking through Target, and I see these three black images, three dark images. And I can feel the hate coming off of them. And I know they want me dead. And I immediately wake up, and as I wake up, I mean, I can feel it. I mean, there is a firefight going on for my family, for my soul. There is a battle between angels and demons going on right now, and I hear the voice of God, and he goes, you better get up and pray for your family, boy. And I was like, whoa. So I began to pray those things that I had learned when I was on fire for God. And I began to claim my family and break every assignment of the devil that he had, that it was assigned to my family to take us out. I began to pray for my kids and prophesy over my kids and prophesy over my wife and prophesy over my ministry that wasn't even there. I began praying in the spirit. I was praying in tongues and I was praying in English. I was going back and forth. And I'm yelling today. But I was whispering the whole time because everybody's asleep in the house. And I don't even know these guys. Like, I don't know these people at all. And I'm freaking out for two hours until God released me. I prayed for 2 hours. I prayed for two hours with such, I mean, I was fighting, you guys. I'm glad I learned how to fight because you know what? My family's intact today. And I believe that was a pivotal point. And so I say that to say this, because don't, please, if you've gotten divorced or whatever, don't compare. I'm not talking about, you know, praise God my marriage is saved and my family's intact, but I'm talking about a pivotal point in our life because you will have it. Are you praying like that for it? Are your kids sideways right now? Are you going to battle for them? In the spirit? Because that's all we got. We can't control them. Are you praying for your spouse? Does your marriage suck? Pray for it. Get mad at the devil. And start prophesying over your marriage or your broken relationship. God, I thank you for restoring this. I thank you for a marriage and intimacy that I've never experienced before. Bless my spouse. Bless them, God. Help me be the spouse you already see me as. Help me be that person you already see me as. Pray. Get mad at the devil. We're not victims, you guys. I'm talking about this power here that makes us victors. Yes, we are in battle. Yes, stuff's going to happen. It is not all unicorns and rainbows. But you know what? I'm going down fighting. I'm going to go down fighting. I'm going to pray, and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and give me the strength to walk it out and look like I belong to you, Jesus, while it's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Good. We're good on time. John 14, 13 through 14 says this, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Jesus said, I'll do whatever you ask in my name so that my Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me anything in my name and I will do it. Because listen, when you're filled with the Spirit, your will is now lined up with God's will. You're not praying for Mercedes. You're not praying for more money. You're praying for power. You're praying for miracles. You're praying for wisdom beyond your capability to walk this thing out, to say the right thing at the right time. You are lined up with God. He's like, yeah, baby, here it comes. I got you. I got you. Just go. Trust me. Step out in faith. Make yourself available, and I will take care of the rest. I promised you that. Sometimes it may take years. I remember praying for my marriage and falling on my face and crying, just going, God, you can take my life. Kill me. If you would just allow my wife to have a relationship that is real, like true intimacy. And if it's not me, I get it. But bless her with that, because this is crazy. This is not love. This is not intimacy. This is not what she deserves. But kill me then and give it to her. And you know what? He killed me over and over and over again. So be careful what you pray for. But seriously, the more we die, the more he lives. And dying's painful. It don't feel good. But baby, it's worth it. It's worth it. All of us need to be filled daily. What that looks like is time spent with God and his word and worship. Reverence, worship, you guys. Let me just, and again, this is not condemning at all. And I know, I've been there. Been that guy that's like, you know, don't really want to raise my hands. I might look stupid, you know?
Dude, listen. When you can worship, when you can worship God, I don't care who sees me. I don't care who sees me. I don't care how stupid they think I look, God. You're worth praising. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you wherever I'm at, God. If somebody needs prayer in the middle of Staples Center, I'm going to pray for them, God, because I don't care how stupid they think I look. I know I have a mission. It's when you quit caring of what people think and you just allow yourself to be engulfed in your purpose, in his spirit. You are a Christian. You are a child of God. You are a powerful man and woman of God. First, then your role, wife, worker, brother, husband, son, daughter, sister. Your identity is you're a powerful child of God. You belong. And you get all the gifts anybody else, any other of his kids get. That's what we get. And he chooses, and trust me, it's perfect for you. It's your wheelhouse. He placed that in you because it's going to flow out of you like rivers of living water. It won't be tough. It won't be burdensome. It will flow from you because that's yours, baby. And he will use it to build his kingdom, but it will bless you. It will, your life will change forever. But see, we can't do any of this without him. You won't. I won't. I'm not going to make myself die to things. I don't want to give up sin. It feels good. Right? I'm talking about my flesh. Talking about the natural man. He don't want to give that stuff up. But I can't operate in this. I can't serve two masters.
I can't serve them both. And look, again, I'm a sinner. I'm going to sin again. But I strive. I strive to live into the Spirit. And I repent when I do sin. It does. It makes me sick. Listen, when you're filled with the Spirit, you're going to sin, but it'll make you sick. You'll realize that porn has no value. It has no value. It's not a relationship. You'll realize that, the anger or the bitterness or the resentment or the way you're treating your spouse is horrible. Because God will reveal that to you. He did that to me this weekend, you guys. And I mean, I treat my family good, don't get me wrong. But my son said, we were watching a TV show and this guy was really angry on TV. He goes, you know what, Dad, you don't get angry all the time. When you get angry, you get angry like that. And I was like, oh. Well, first I was like, what? I'm nice, dude. But it stuck with me, and I got up on that mountain, and God said, yeah. I want you to deal with that. That's not who your true self is. That's not you. Get rid of that. Let's lay the axe to the root. God, deliver me from this anger. Holy Spirit, fill me fresh. Drive that thing out. And if it tries to bubble its head up, because it probably will, I'm stuck in the flesh. Remind me I have a choice. Stop me in my tracks. I believe that. And I'm committed to that. That's how we change. I will partner with you, God. I believe you when you say, I'm delivered. I believe that who the Son sets free is free indeed. I believe. So then I get the chance to walk it out. And he's going to give you a chance to walk it out. He's going to put people in your path. They're going to want to make you angry. Here you go. There they are. That person just drives you nuts. There they are. Thank you, Jesus. We want extraordinary things in our life. We want to save our marriages, be good parents, be good Christians. We want God to use us in mighty ways, but what are we doing to access that? You see, God's not a magic wand, guys. This isn't, because it isn't pretend. This is real. If it was pretend, I'd say, yeah, okay, all you guys, cool, just ask him to, you know, fix it, and he will. You know, you need money, just ask him. Money will be in your bank account, no worries. Don't worry. The prosperity gospel, right? No. Listen. And that's why he doesn't take us out. Like, you know, if you pray, God, just, you know, please make this go away. This is a horrible time. Start praying, God, give me wisdom to walk through this and learn what I need to learn through this, because you've obviously brought me to it. You're going to bring me through it. So, God, you give me the strength. You give me the wisdom to walk through this like I belong to you. Like people just are, minds are blown the way I'm walking through this trial. And that I can still, check this out. Because when you're filled with the Spirit and you're walking through trials, it still sucks. Trials suck. No one ever said, yay! Things are tough right now, and I'm just so glad because I'm so close to God. But when things are tough, man, you can cling to him. You can walk through. You can walk the best and fastest way through it. You ain't got to live there because you have hope. My God will deliver. My God saves. My God's my strong tower. My God will provide. I'm just going to keep walking it out. I'm going to keep trusting him. I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to try to manipulate because God will lift me up. God will exalt me. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the way we get to walk. And as we're walking through trials, we see somebody else hurting. We get to step out of our own junk and actually bless somebody. Why? Because I know who I am. And I know my purpose here. And it's not to be a victim of circumstance. It is to preach the gospel, lead people to Jesus, love them, speak hope into them, and build lives. That's the Great Commission. It's not for just Pastor Chris. Go and make disciples. That means we get to love this lost and dying world who desperately need it. They desperately need Jesus. We all do. You guys hold the key.
You have the answer. You have the hope. You have eternal life. You've got the power. You have the God and the words. You have it. And God will use you. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a bald, tattooed, screaming preacher. You know, it could be soft-spoken. It's at work. You know, whatever. Hey, let me pray for you. In your cubicle. Whatever. Yes. It's a beautiful life. And you have just blessed somebody, and your life sucks right now. But it won't suck for long. God's good. He's got a plan, and none of it's in vain. That's another great thing. Our trials aren't in vain. They're not just bad things to happen. Oh, that's buzzard luck. Dang it. No, I get to just own it. Fine. This is the card I'm, this is the hands that I'm dealt. I'm going to walk through it, God. Now, give me wisdom. Give me strength. Give me courage to walk through this. That's what we get to do. And he delivers. God is way more interested in our sanctification, setting us apart, molding us, honing us, making us look more like him. He's way more interested in that than us being comfortable. Let me tell you. He don't care if you're comfortable. He don't care. He wants you holy. He wants you blessed. He wants you living in the Spirit. He wants you living at a higher level. He wants you confident of who you are, no matter what happens or how much money's in the bank account. He don't care about all that. He cares about you knowing who you are in him. And whatever that looks like, man, he's going to do it. And he don't have to ask your permission or say he's sorry. I've never heard God say, I am sorry. No, because he's not. Because there's a purpose. There's a plan. He's given me direction. Now, today I want you guys... Anybody who wants to get, me and Johnny Ray have oil. I want you guys to have an opportunity if you want to get anointed, a fresh anointing. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want you to have the opportunity to do that. Now, I might be praying in tongues while, you know, I will speak to you in English, don't worry. But I might be praying in tongues. Don't freak out, man. It's weird, okay? But it's real. And I want to hear from God so maybe I can speak life into you. And I want you to ask God, I want you to baptize me in your Holy Spirit. I want to hear you. I want that power. I'm committed to walk this out with you. But before I do that, if there's anybody that you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, you've never asked him into your heart, that's the first step. Is to say, God, I can and you can. I'm not God, you are. Change me. Come into my life and change me. I want to say a prayer with you. I want to pray with you this morning. There's nothing to be scared of. This is the best day ever. Because you're eternally positioned for heaven no matter what. And then you get to operate at a higher level. Hallelujah. You get a little bit of heaven here on earth too. You get to heal in your relationship. You get to forgive the unforgivable and the past that continually drags you back. You get to break that anymore. You don't get to dictate my future. God said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed when I'm coming. I'm blessed when I'm going. I claim that. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, today's the day, man. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. The Lord has come and met you. He's tugging on your heart. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ or you want to rededicate your life, you know you haven't been in relationship with him. And today, you want to commit. I want you to raise your hand. I see your hands. I see your hands. There's hands all over this church. Thank you, Jesus. Church, pray this prayer with me. Father God in heaven, thank you for your son, Jesus. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. I ask you to come into my heart. Come into my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I turn away from my old ways and I turn to you. So teach me how to live like your child. And I declare, today I'm saved. Today I'm changed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So hey, praise God. Anybody who wants prayer, you want to get anointed, you want to get baptized with the Holy Spirit, I invite you to come down. Everybody else, I love you. I pray in the Jesus' name that that word is planted in rich soil today. Devil, you cannot come and snatch one seed from your church today, God. I bless it in the name of Jesus. I love you guys.